Well, I was looking at Psalms 136, and I'm just going to show you as he showed me. And in 136, the thing that kept standing out to me was, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy endureth forever." And if you keep reading, it just goes on and on. His mercy endureth forever. Verse 3, mercy endures forever. His mercy endures forever. And it keeps going, but I like this verse in verse 23, "Who remembered us in our low estate, for his mercy endureth forever." See, his mercy is new every morning, and his compassions, they fail not. In verse 24 of Psalms 136, "And hath redeemed us from our enemies." Why? Because his mercy endureth forever. Verse 25, "Who giveth food to our flesh," to all flesh, "for his mercy endureth forever." Well, it brings you to the place, "Oh, give thanks unto God of the heaven, for his mercy endureth forever." So I looked up the word mercy, and the Lord led me over to Ephesians 2:4, and he said, "God, who is rich in mercy," he's rich, "but mercy is goodness, it's forgiveness, it's kindness, withholding nothing, withholding my punishment, it's favor." And I thought, if you think on those things, the things that are true, you know that God, in his love, you see, his mercy is new every morning. It's his compassion that fails not. And what happens, then I look down at, when I look down at 138, "I will praise you with my whole heart. Before the gods, I will sing praise to you." Don't you think that people who are relying in other things or in other people or themselves set themselves up as God, the Supreme? They're going to be watching you. "I'm going to worship toward the holy temple. I'm going to praise your name and your loving kindness. And I'm going to praise you because of your truth. You've magnified the word above all your name." But I love this. Verse 3 of 138 of Psalms. In the day when I cried, thou answered me. When he answered, what did he do? He strengtheneth me with strength in my soul. So what kind of strength did you need? Did you need strength in the time of a thorn in the flesh? Was there something physically bothering you? Was it a saint who bothered you? Was it someone in the world who bothered you? And we don't want to really say bother. It's, we are diamonds. Diamonds in the rough. And one diamond has to polish another one. But he'll give you boldness. He'll give you the joy that you need. He'll give you the peace that's needed. He will give you forgiveness. He will give you anything you call upon him. The main thing is, know your need. Call upon him. His mercy is new every morning, and his compassions, they fail not. So when you call upon him, you can stop right there. As soon as you talk to him, you enter his gates with thanksgiving and worship and praise. And then you come to him, know who he is. Know that he is God. Know that you're coming in the very presence of the Father. And you're asking him in the time of need. There's mercy needed. There's mercy that needs to be extended. And he will give that favor. He will give that grace. He may not do it the way we think he should do it. But God's ways are perfect. His ways are perfect. Now I want us to go over to Luke. We're going to find out a little bit more of this compassion. The Good Samaritan. We're going to start with verse 25. "Behold, a certain lawyer stood up, and he tempted him, saying, Master, What shall I do to inherit eternal life? Now, this is a lawyer, and I'm sure he studies a lot. He knows a lot. We're in Luke chapter 10, verse 25. Tempted him, saying, Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? And Jesus answered him with a question. He says to him, well, what is written in the law? How readest thou? How do you read it? What does it say? And how do you interpret it? And he answering said, thou shalt love the Lord. We hear people say this all the time. Okay? He said, thou shalt love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself. And he said to him, you have answered right. This do, and thou shalt live. Whenever I see that word do, we have to remember we've been given a new commandment I give thee. Christ fulfilled the laws and demands of the law. Christ fulfilled it with one word, love. This is my commandment, that you love one another. That's what's lacking in this dark world. It's real love. Well, we got to find out, what is love then? What is the Good Samaritan? What kind of love? And when I read it, I said, Lord, you shine that light in my heart. I want to see where I am, because I want to be found in him. I can say, you better love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and all your strength and all your mind. Well, you can when you know it is by his grace he gave me that strength. He gives me the ability. He shows me how to love my neighbor as myself. So if I'm loving my neighbor as I am myself, don't you want to love them the way you wish they would love you? But he, willing to justify himself, said unto Jesus, well, who is my neighbor? Who is it? If you don't know who your neighbor is, then we need to study this. We need to know, who is that neighbor? Jesus answering and said, a certain man. And I want you to see this on two levels. Jesus is the one who left the portals of glory. He came all the way down here. He was stripped. He was beaten. He was bruised. It was all for me. Why did he do that? Because God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him, they're the ones who should not perish, but have life everlasting. He went down. This is a certain man. So I want you to see, a guy was in Jerusalem. Where's Jerusalem? What does that mean? Foundation of peace. It was a high mountain there. A certain man went down from Jerusalem. Wow. Why would I want to leave the foundation of peace? Well, why would Jesus want to leave the presence of his Father and everything was wonderful? He went down. When you go down, he went to Jericho, the fragrance of the world. It's speaking of the world. He went down to Jericho, and when he's on his way, he fell among thieves. So he went down, now he's in Jericho, and now he went down, and he falls down among thieves. And these thieves stripped him of his raiment. They wounded him. They departed, leaving him half dead. Okay? And I wrote these down because I found this. I can't remember where. But it said, a priest and a Levite. Now let's go, Good Samaritan, because I like the good note. The Good Samaritan says, what's mine is yours. And I'm going to share it with you, because this is of a high value to me. You see, because I know that I was left for dead, but someone came right where I was and he lifted me up. and I got saved. And he is still the sustaining grace that is keeping me while I'm in this world. What I have, it's yours. I want to share it with you. That means if we get a revelation of scripture as the Lord, the Holy Spirit leads, we want to share that with others. What about the priest and the Levite? Let's look at this attitude. What's mine is mine, and I'm keeping it. By golly, I worked for it. I studied this out. I'm not giving it to you. You go look for yourself. Go study it yourself. You need to go sit down and study and do all these things. But this is mine. Robbers. What will a robber say? They say, what is yours is going to be mine. It's mine. I'm taking it from you. I am going to take it, and I don't care how I have to get it, but I'm coming to get it. And if you have to take from somebody else, that's not love. I mean, you even think people are getting paid today for drugs. I don't care what happens to you. I care about my pockets jingling. I want more money, and I don't care how I get it. And then they convince other people to do things. And they begin to do what? They have a little following to follow after them. But where, when you're down, and when you're hooked on those drugs, and when you are hooked on your alcohol, or you're hooked on anything, prostitute, I don't care what it is, overeating. Well, nobody wants to go there. Well, it's called a glutton, okay? We always want to talk about the prostitute, the drug addict, the murderer. Jesus has to get us where we are. He says, Penny, gluttony is not good. You have got to learn moderation. Lord, are you calling me a glutton? Well, what did he say in the scripture? He resists the proud. Are you calling me proud? He's not going to give a proud person grace. He gives the humble the grace of God. I have a need. And then what happens? What's mine is yours. When I leave, this is why I'm thankful I wasn't born and raised in the actual grace, being filled with the Holy Ghost, and because I think I would have got proud. I really do. I think God knew me inside and out. You have to be down there before you can ever show. You have to get down in the dirt with that individual. You have to know that that is where I would be had it not been for the grace of God. If we don't know that, we don't know God's grace. He lifted me up. He looked beyond my fault. Ah, aren't these beautiful words? We sing them. He looked beyond my fault, but he saw my need. The life I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Let me tell you, this guy who's been robbed and stripped and left half dead by robbers, he's going to see different. He's not dead. Wonder what he's thinking. Why aren't you helping me? Why won't you do this? Why won't you? But God already had a plan. And I look at this and he says, he departed, left him half dead. By chance, there came down a certain priest. In Numbers, you will read about the priests when they went to offer themselves. When they went in, they could not have a spot. Well, he's looking at this man. He looks half dead to him. You can't touch any dead thing. Well, I can't go over there. You know, I'm a priest. By chance, there came a certain priest that way. He actually came there, right where he was. And when he saw him, he saw the need. He saw that individual. They didn't look pretty. They had a need. And when he saw him, what did he do to help the need? He passed by, and he went on the other side. I'm going to go to the other side, not even going to get near you. And likewise, there was a Levite. When he was at the place, he came. He looked at him. What did he do? He passed by on the other side. I said, that's the easy way. Oh, I'm not going there. I'll go to the other side. I'll just go on the other side. You ever see somebody on the street and you know them, but you don't want to talk to them, so you go, I'll go to the other side of the street. You know, then I can just keep my eyes this way. I can avoid who you are. I don't care what you need. It's about me. So the Levi, when he came to that place, he looked on him, and he went to the other side. But a certain Samaritan, someone actually came there where he was, certain. And he saw him, just like the others did. They saw him. But he didn't pass to the other side. He saw him, and remember, he's half dead. He had compassion on him. I kept hearing that song for 2 days. He poured in oil and wine. He whispered, I adore you. And he said, you are mine. You're mine. I gave everything for you. But he's not expecting anything in return. Jesus wants you just to fall in love with him because he didn't pass you by. If it would have been up to man, they would pass you by in a moment. They would have passed me by, the little partier that I was, the little drinker, the little smoker, the whatever you want to call her. It's all the old man. You don't have to bring up the old dead man to paint a good picture of the new. But it was there. They saw it. They saw a need. Well, I'll give money, but I'm not giving them money if they're just going to go that and do this and do that. Well, then God didn't even lay it on your heart. You might as well not give your money. You are to be responsible. But if the Lord said, I want you to give them $10, and the little natural man starts reasoning, I know, but they smoke cigarettes. People, I was there. I had them say that about me. There was no giving. It was all judging. There was no giving to me. And I'm thankful. I'm thankful they judged it that way. But God had a plan. God still made sure somebody came and helped. We were addicted. Until you've had that in your life, you don't even know what it's like. So why would you want to, most people, just stay away from it. Get away. Not the Good Samaritan. That's what I love. He came to my house in Burlingame, Kansas, and he walked right in my house, and he sat with me, and he talked with me, and he showed me he that hath an ear. Let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. And I didn't like that verse, and I told him, give me another one. And I flipped the page, and it was, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. And it happened 3 times. And that is one of my favorite things, one of my favorite verses. He that hath an ear. It's not he that hath 2 ears. He that hath an ear for one truth. Let him hear what the Spirit is going to say. All he kept telling me, he wasn't saying, you know, all the stuff you're doing is so rotten, you're so bad, you stink, you're this. I never heard one of those words come out of my Jesus' mouth. Not one word. He just told me, you don't have to put the cigarette under the table. I can see it. Didn't matter what people thought. It matters what he thinks. But he started from that day. I didn't get mine just poof and it went away. I went through trials, and that's okay, because had it not happened that way, I would not have compassion on someone who smokes. I wouldn't have compassion on someone who drinks. I wouldn't have compassion on someone who steals. How many people have actually went in a store in their younger days? And if you didn't, that's okay. You were raised really righteous. But you still could have. And that's what you gotta understand. Did you ever take just a piece of bubble gum? Just something little, because it doesn't matter what size. Man measures, God doesn't. It's wrong. You don't take. He went right where he was, and he bound up his wounds. Can't you? He gets off his beast, he gets down there, right down with them, and he binds up those wounds, and he poured in oil and wine. You know, back then they used wine. It was like it would clot the blood. But poured in oil and wine, think of what the Lord has done to us. Filled us with the power of the Holy Spirit. The joy of the Holy Ghost. And then, what did he do? He didn't stop there. It is not about self. It's all about that man who had a need. He put him on his beast. This man is going to walk and let that guy ride on his ride. And he brought him to an inn and took care of him. And on the morrow, when he departed, he took out 2 pence. And I looked it up on the way to church, and it was 2 days' salary. And he gave it to the host, and he said to him, take care of him. People always remember, be a good steward. What God has given you, use it wisely. Not wisely in man's eyes. People are doing what's right in their own eyes, not what's right in God's eyes. Take care of him. What does that mean? Take care of him. Whatsoever you spend, if you spend more on him, it's okay. First of all, you ain't gonna have nothing to give unless I give it to you. Whatever you have, if you spend more, I'm gonna come. I will repay you. You know, we don't even really do it for that attitude. Just, oh, I want to please him. Now, which now of these 3 thinkest thou was a neighbor unto him? Who was the neighbor? Who was it that was good? And he went and he was a neighbor unto him that fell among the thieves. Do you know anybody? Who's called a thief in the Bible? The devil. And a robber, and he steals, and he cheats, and he destroys, and he tears down. If you see somebody like that, are you going to be a neighbor to him? A neighbor unto him, which one was the neighbor unto him that fell among the thieves? Well, the thieves done took it, what he had, so you're not going to help him just so you'll get his money. He ain't got nothing. He has nothing to offer you. That's God's grace. And he said, he that showed mercy upon him, he showed him kindness. He did, he's going to show him favor. He's going to give goodness to him. He's going to help him. And I looked up mercy also in the Greek, and it was, mercy. It was conquer. Mercy conquers forever. Endures. It's unstoppable. It conquers. He is a mercy, is a conqueror forever. So I want to be more than conquerors. So we each one have to ask ourselves, who was the one? Who was the one? And he said, it was he that showed mercy upon him, just like you have been shown mercy, and what mercy you've been given, it was precious to you. It's more precious than gold. I want to share that same mercy and grace with you. Then Jesus said to him, go and do thou likewise. Now I've given you as like himself. I'm the Good Samaritan. What have I done for each one of you? Penny, what have I done for you? Is that, what have you done with what I've given you? Have you been a good steward? It seems like you give some out and the Lord comes back and he brings much more. Because he wants the persons who they want to give back. It's not like works. People are working all the time. Well, I'll go over here and I'll take care of old Joe here. You know, because everybody's watching me. Whoop, look at that priest, that Levite, and all these people walking down this path. They're going to see me helping. It's the wrong attitude. The right attitude is I see a need. I don't care who's out here. They may need, I don't know who this guy is, but he doesn't look too loved. So I need to stop. If you see a man out on the street and he's freezing, are you going to give him something? You go, you better be led by the Spirit, because we even have imposters on the corner. But we can't use that as an excuse. We have to be led by the power of the Holy Spirit. When he says to do, when he says no, the Lord will show you what you're supposed to do. And sometimes it is nothing. Sometimes that's it. You showed what you got. You know? What have I given you? And I'm hearing that song, freely, freely I have given unto you. Now freely, freely give as you're led. Not just, I used to go out and just think I had to help everybody. I mean, if I had food, I better give it to everybody who needed food. And then God showed me that I was interfering with what he was trying to show them. So that's why we have to be led by the Spirit. But I think that if we really have love, that real compassion, it'll be there. It'll be there to love, to talk, shake a hand. You're in the grocery store. Maybe they look awful. They might have a genuine heart, but they look awful to the natural man. God looks at the heart. Man looks at the outer part. That's all, Stan.